This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is brought to you by Operation Christmas Child. To learn how gift-filled shoeboxes will result in evangelism and discipleship for more than 4 million children this year, visit samaritanspurse.org/OCC. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a discussion with Sam Alberry, Juan Sanchez, and Afshin Ziafat on whether parents should seek out Christian education for their children.
As we think about shepherding our congregations, and Sam, you've recently been a pastor, new parents come up to you and they're thinking about education, trying to be responsible. How are you going to be guiding them to think about educational choices?
Yeah, I think I'd want to say two things. I think I'd want to say that Christian parents should be committed to Christian formation for their children, and that we have freedom as believers as to what educational route we take in order to do that. So we may use state education and put that alongside our own Christian parenting and teaching and the kids in that way. We may go down the route of Christian schooling or homeschooling. But I think the principle has got to be that we are responsible for how our children are spiritually formed. And that may be, it may vary from place to place and family to family, how best to do that.
Right. Afshin, here in the United States, homeschooling seems to be a pretty strong movement. Lots of strong opinions about education in general. How do you help your congregations think through, and how have you all thought through that as a family?
Yeah, I think similarly, I would say the thing that I want to stress as a pastor is that the parents are the primary disciple makers. Mm-hmm. So regardless of which route you take, Deuteronomy 6 says that you are to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and that you're to have that on your heart and diligently teach it to your children as you go throughout the day. And so that's got to be the first and foremost thing, because I think the fear is that sometimes people put their children in private Christian school and just think, well, that's taken care of now. And that's actually not true. And first of all, you have to also look and see, just because it has Christian in the title, I mean, are they getting a real biblical, sound Christian training and worldview? And so ultimately, I'd say, parents, that's your role. And then, yeah, I agree. I think from there, you have freedom. You just have to know it's going to look different in the different routes that you take. So I think there's other factors that we have to think about. Finances is one, honestly. I would not say that, you know, going into severe debt and working four jobs, let's say, so that you send your kid to a Christian school, but then you are never with your children. Right. I would not say that that's a good move.
Right.
They're getting Christian formal education, but they're not getting
right.
the most important thing,
right.
which is their dad discipling
right.
them. So there's other factors I think we got to put into that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. In our congregation, we had this family. They had three daughters. We have five daughters. And so we saw how they raised their daughters. They were both public school teachers. And we just invited them over to church, to our home after church. And we just asked them, you know, what did you do? How did you raise your daughters? And it was that intentionality of every moment, every waking moment, how you help them get to bed, how they wake up, how you're reading scripture together, how they're watching your life, that was really significant. But it was fascinating to me. You know, one of the things that they did is they just played board games around the table as a family, which, you know, nowadays, sometimes you go to a restaurant and mom and dad and two kids are all on their devices and no one's interacting, but just the engagement interaction, I think that everyday Deuteronomy 6 kind of discipleship is helpful. What are some of the dangers? You've alluded to Christian education as far as private education. What are some of the dangers of that homeschoolers can fall into in that kind of deception that, hey, I'm homeschooling my kids, they'll be okay?
I think the key thing is that there are going to be dangers and drawbacks with any route, so that it's not like one route is always problem-free.
Right.
And that's why we have to not only have freedom, but allow each other to have freedom. I'm discouraged when I see Christians falling out with each other on this issue. So we've got to allow each other to have freedom. But I think with the homeschooling route, a potential danger is I've seen this play out a number of times where Christian parents think, if we homeschool our kids, they will be protected mm-hmm. from any kind of sinful influence. And Jesus says that it is what comes out of our heart that defiles us.
Yes.
So if our goal is to provide a good education from within a Christian worldview, that's laudable and good. If our goal is we want our kids to not be sinners, mm-hmm. homeschooling is not going to achieve that.
Right.
And it will either mean that they turn into little Pharisees mm-hmm. or that they feel crushed by the sin that they then do discover and now feel like they're beyond the pale.
Yeah, to me, I don't know if this is an appropriate parable, but to me a powerful parable is M. Night Shyamalan's, how you say his name, The Village.
Yes.
You know, that is such a powerful parable to me of the deception of if we just protect our children from the world, they'll turn out okay. And then there's an actual murder within the compound. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a powerful parable of, you know, you can take the kids out of the world, but you can't take the world out of the kids mm-hmm. because they're born of Adam. Yeah. And so how would you have this conversation, Ashfin, with parents who are strongly opinionated and trying to shepherd an entire congregation of people that might have strong opinions?
Yeah, I think that's right, is to hold up the ideal that the goal is that we are to make disciples mm-hmm. of our children, you know, and so the routes may look different. And as Sam said, there's setbacks, potential ones in each one. So if you send them to a Christian school, as I mentioned earlier, the tendency could be that you just back off and think that that's taken care of. Well, no, you have to come around and still disciple your child and still train them. And the setback on, let's say, going the public school route is obviously potentially they're not going to get a Christian worldview and they're not going to get a biblical worldview. Setback on homeschool or the private school could be that they don't realize that we have a mission, you know, and you know, in the public school they're maybe the minority as a Christian and understanding that we are aliens and strangers in a world that's against Christianity. Yeah. So I think each one of them has their, and so you just have, as a parent, I would just say have to, you know, fill in, you know, where that weakness is and be intentional.
Yeah, I think, you know, having five daughters and realizing each of them is uniquely and wonderfully made individually, they have different needs. And so I think sometimes the decision is even an individual decision based upon each child and their specific needs. And I think, you know, like you have said, we will be responsible for discipling our children. That's our mission, to raise our children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, you know, to help them get an education, however best they can do that, and understand there's some of my daughters I might not ever would want to put in a public school setting, and then others I could say they would do fine. And so we've done public school, homeschool, and now our two youngest are in a public charter school, and flourishing by God's grace. But interestingly enough, it was because my now 17-year-old said, "Dad, I need more structure," because of her specific educational needs. She was enough self-aware, and we were able to work with that. And so in our experience, it has been fruitful and encouraging with our girls. So each child is different, but we have the same job of raising our children in the discipline instruction of the Lord.
Love it.
Thank you, brothers.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.